Under the Lights, no John Gibbons, Kev Walsh, Fuad Hassan and Josh Sexton. Let me look each of you in the whites of your eyes. You're up for this?
Oh, yes. You better believe it.
You up for this?
Yes.
You've had a heavy weekend. I mean, are you sure?
I have. I'm
not saying you've let the Reds down, but you've had a heavy weekend, haven't you? I mean, you're not fit and firing, Fuad.
No, not at all. But
you still look fantastic, though, you know, mate.
I feel much better already.
Josh, you up for this?
Yeah, I've had a heavy weekend as well. But I think if the Reds can do two games a week in their current state, then I think me and Fuad can do two games a week in ours as well.
Yeah. Young men as well, all that sort of thing. You know what I mean? Needs less recovery time. It is huge. It is absolutely huge. Kev Walsh, for me, this feels like a football match that belongs in March.
Exactly.
And instead, we're getting it in December. Maybe we should just be happy about that.
Early knockout games, isn't it? A little Christmas present to ourselves. We all thought that the Red Star game was a nightmare, but it wasn't. It was just all preparation for this. Listen, how many times you had the last game in the group and there's no big game in there? This is humongous. Everyone will be looking at what's going on here. And for the two teams that are going into it, Liverpool are obviously absolutely flying. Napoli are a great team as well. It's got all the potential to be a banger, I reckon.
I think it's unbelievable, Fuad, that it's fallen like this, and that I could imagine us needing a bit of a result from somewhere, but it really does feel like a quarter final second leg. You're at home, you've got 1-0, get your extra time and penalties, all right, it's not quite that pure, but 3-1 puts you through, and that is the essence of a second leg European game.
Exactly. Yeah, I think when we looked at the group when we were drawn with Napoli and the fixtures came out, this game was kind of thought as one that should be a kind of a dead game where we were already through, and
certainly after winning the first game against Paris.
Exactly. After that, I think we were all flying, and you know, you look at, I don't think anyone would have predicted us to be in this situation, especially with the Red Star game away at their place. So, you know, I guess I should probably take a bit of blame for this because I wanted my own Olympiakos at home, and now I've got it. So
you've got your own Olympiakos at home. Who's your Neil Mellor?
Big Divi, isn't it? It's got to be Divock Origi.
Divock Origi, yeah. Divock Origi is Neil Mellor.
Oh, it's got to be. One thing you can say about this Liverpool team, and fair play to them, is they know how to make every game feel like the last game of your life. honestly.
Almost felt like that today.
I'm trying to think of the last time that Liverpool just played a pointless game where there was nothing to play for. Like even the games last season where we were playing against like Stoke and Everton, you're thinking, they just need to save some legs, save some injuries, save the injuries for in case we get injured for the Champions League game. So
I'm still trying to finish top four.
Yeah, exactly. Still trying to finish top four as well. Yeah, I forgot about that bit. So yeah, just a small matter of that.
It is crazy. It's crazy how we've ended up here. It's the first thing to say, Kev, is they're a really good side. Like that's part of what makes it. You know, they're better than Olympiakos. Fuad mentions Olympiakos. They had Rivaldo taking mad free kicks and looking unbelievable, but these are better than